You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. You made it. We all made it. We're still here. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Dom Lee is working the board in Madison. And, boy, it's good to see you guys on this Friday. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to a Mexican restaurant after this, and I am so excited. I'm going to have real food. I'm just very excited. It's a nice Friday. Nice Friday.
The way you said that, I'm going to a Mexican restaurant.
You know.
Hey, man. It was your first time, or you'd never even, like, you're venturing into uncharted waters, you know?
I haven't gone in so long, so I haven't gone to
really?
Not many restaurants, like a sit-down restaurant. I haven't really gone to many sit-down restaurants, so this is going to be new for me.
The nice thing is you don't need reservations, though, at Taco John's. You can just walk right in.
Taco John's.
And, that's exciting, Dom. Good for you.
Yeah.
Gonna be like, how do you say big arch in Spanish?
Greg, you were a little cranky before the show, and I want to check in with you and see how you're doing.
Don't air my dirty laundry to the world. I'm fine.
Hey, speaking of laundry,
I'm gonna talk more about that. Why I'm a touch cranky in our big stories, because one of the stories has to do with me being cranky. So, but yeah, it's a day, and it's not a bad day. It's not a great day. It's just a day. But at the end of it, I got to sit back and take note, take stock, and be grateful for what I do have.
Yeah.
It's true. And that's not a greeting card type of thing to say, or people are like, it is what it is, whatever. I don't like that saying at all, but, you know, I have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. So when I go home tonight after the show, and honestly, and I'm not kidding you, I can be very, very moody sometimes. And when I come here and do the show with the two of you and listen to everything that people have to say to us, I always walk away happier. So there you go.
That is not lip service.
You know what, Dom? Seriously.
Our little Dommers.
I'm sorry. It was good. It was.
Well timed. Yeah. But I agree with what you're saying. There are times when I, whether it was this iteration of the show or the previous one, when I go on the air, honestly, I don't know if it's what we're talking about or the listeners or text, mm-hmm. but or just hanging out with you guys. It can really buoy your spirits, so to speak.
Ooh,
so I hear what you're saying.
Boat talk.
Wow.
Someone lives on a lake.
I'm wearing my topsiders. I am not a boatsman. I want to make that very clear. The water does not do it for me. I'm not an outdoorsy guy.
Wow.
I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisher. I'm not a boater. And I live in the capital of all those things. It's very bizarre. I know.
I'm actually none of those things either. Although I would love to be a boatman. I would love to have a pontoon boat, but that's for another discussion someday.
Yeah, that can be fun.
I would love to have a pontoon. It's the only boat worth having, in my opinion.
Don, make a note of that. For the Christmas grab.
Put that on can you put that in the budget for next year? Like when we're syndicated through 38 cities, and I'll have pontoon money. But here's how I am as a human being. I don't know about the two of you, but let's say in an alternate universe, or just let's say in a year's time, oh my gosh, Nightlight with Pete and Greg is just, it's a smash fire sensation. It's across the country. We are, you know, and they're just like, hey, how much do we make the check for cash out to? If I had disposable income enough for a pontoon boat, I would probably still not buy it.
Really? Why? Well, you just said you wanted one. Why?
Well, there's a lot of things I want. Oh. And even though I have the money to have them, I still sit there and go, I should save my money.
Yeah.
Put it away, invest it, pay off bills, pay down this, do this. Just make sure I am awful. Ask my wife. I am awful with spending money on myself. If I want to buy something, it takes me a solid 1 to 6 weeks to do it, to bring myself into a place like, all right, I can do this. I'm fine. And I still then go through a little bit of remorse.
Dude, that is really crazy because I'm like that too. Like even when I need something, mm-hmm. I research the living daylights out of it.
Yes.
Then I pause. Then mm-hmm. I wait like a week to make sure it's really weird. And that's really interesting you say that. I'm the exact same way. I am going to share something with you guys here now. If you'll allow me to pivot, I threw away 6 pairs of underpants today.
Can we get that awe again? Can we get that awe? Yeah, awe.
It's not an awe or cute moment in any way, though. Are you curious why I threw them away?
Not at all. Not so old. We're moving on to the question. I'm just kidding.
No. You're already feeling better, buddy.
No. Exactly. Why? Because that's. Go ahead. Tell us.
These were new underpants. Okay. Here's my issue. I don't do boxers. I don't do boxer briefs. I had to get something new. And I bought this underwear. It was on sale at TJ Maxx. I always go discount underwear because it used to be name brand. It was called Pappy. P-A-P-I, which means father or dad in Spanish.
Poppy. It's not Pappy. It's Poppy. It's Poppy.
That's how you pronounce it?
Oh, Poppy.
But it means the same thing, right?
Yeah, it means father.
Yeah. Okay, so that was on the box. I said, okay, I can work with this. I'll throw the box out. It kind of grossed me out. Every pair of underwear had Poppy on the front elastic. Oh. I'm like, I can't wear these.
So what? Dude. Who cares? Why? Why? Where are you going out in the world where someone goes, like, hey, what does your underwear say? Nobody knows. You just threw away underwear that was perfectly fine because of people assuming you had a Spanish word on it?
I don't know. No, it has nothing to do with if it said, you know, Casa on it. That'd be great. But the daddy thing, the father thing, I don't like that. I didn't like it on my underwear. And I thought if I take a header off my bike or something and somebody finds me, oh, he was a weirdo. So I just had to chuck him. I can't do it. I don't like the word daddy. And it grossed me out.
We're going deeper into this than I thought we were going to.
Dude, I got my quirks.
First of all, you're bringing out the old, you know, wear some clean underwear before you go out gambit there. Why didn't you just donate them? Like, you just, like,
underwear?
If it's clean and Dom
you
would
take them.
Yeah.
Oh, enough. No. I like my Fruit of the
Loom. Why?
It would have been
my Fruit of the Loom. I really like it. It's sturdy. Right.
The thing is if that same thing happened to me, they'd be like, hey, this guy likes to you know, rope steer because mine say Wrangler on them, but I don't have a problem.
But Craig, that's better. That's not like a suggestive word in any way. Like, here comes
it's Poppy underwear.
It was just weird. I can't wear those.
I got to look this up now. Okay. Because, like, it's only weird because you're making it weird. And it would only be for real. Yes, it would only be weird for real if you walked around the world with your underwear on. And then if people said, why does it say Poppy? And then you were like, why are you looking at my underwear? Like, no one would know. And you just threw away 6 good pieces of clothing.
If you were sagging. Well,
they cost $10. So I was sort of trying to sample different underwear, and I do that at Ross or TJ Maxx.
Oh boy, I just looked. I made a mistake and Googled that. Holy God, bad idea.
What?
I put in Poppy PAPI underwear, and I thought that would be the name brand. Instead, other images showed up. So I'm just saying that right now. So if they ever look and see why my search history looks like this, they know it was for professional reasons. But I don't know, man. Is this like, it's a whatever. Like, if anything, it's a joke. Hey, that's a stand-up joke right there. Write that down.
I love my wife, or.
Honestly, if it said I love my wife, I'd actually be more weirded out. Because it's like those when you see those bumper stickers that say, I love my wife. I'm like, what did you do? Instead of flowers, you just put a bumper sticker because you screwed up real hard there,
that's
Ralph.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh my goodness!
I just had to get that off my chest because I did feel bad throwing away perfectly good underpants. But I don't know. That was weird. And you've seen what they look like now, Greg. So you're with me.
No, I don't think. Actually, I don't know what they look like because what showed up on my search was not what I think you would be wearing. not at all. No. My descriptions are barely FCC compliant. So we'll just go ahead. Yeah.
We won't go there.
Yeah, there you go. But
all right, let's
just go on. Just go on Amazon. But that's what I do. I buy. I do the same thing.
Yeah, so. I found a winner. I'm happy now. You know,
Dana in La Crosse listening and says, 15 minutes of underwear talk. Great show, guys. I don't know. Dana, is that sarcasm or are you really riveted by our underpants discussions? But, you know, hey, this is our show and we do what we want to do. All right. You know how about the question
of
the night?
We're not afraid to tackle the tough subject. Dana, I'm sorry if that offends you.
That's yeah, exactly. We're all living right. our lives.
Let's get to the question.
Journeying our journey.
That's right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, we got a good one tonight, folks. What is one of your favorite lyrics from a song? Like, I'm one of those people, I like great voice, great instrument or musicians, all that kind of stuff, but I love songwriting. I love great lyrics and a voice with soul. You don't have to be Pavarotti. I mean, my favorite is Bruce Springsteen. He doesn't have a technically beautiful voice or anything, but it's got soul.
It's
I
got
love
passion.
Lyrics. Passion, exactly. Yep. So what is one of your favorite lyrics from a song?
Yeah.
I think that's, we'll have fun with that one.
Absolutely. Got a lot of comment. I got a lot of comments on my own Facebook page here. So we're going to have a lot of great stuff. So folks, yeah, if you're out there right now, drop your favorite lyrics right now on the live stream, on the text it to us. Let us know. You can email it in, Pete. They can email us.
Do it. How do they do that, Greg?
They email us NITELITE, nightlight@civicmedia.us. You can do that right now. You can also, here's the thing too, folks. You can send us your thoughts on like a movie club, you know, or your suggestions on the movie club, which we do every Thursday. And Pete, do we have an announcement regarding that as well? That's called a segue that I did not get out very well.
We do. No, it was great. We have our senior producer, Tucker, who we're all really starting to like. I think we have to admit Tucker's a pretty good guy.
Pete's really starting to like him.
So it's Tucker's turn to pick. He went Ghostbusters. I think that's a fantastic choice.
We're
so
doing
next week's.
What's really funny, too, is like 2 weeks ago, I gave blood, and at the Blood Center, they're always playing like classic movies, and they were playing Ghostbusters, and I was done. My wife was still going, but I was done, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and watch the movie for a while.
That's awesome. I never get that lucky when I'm waiting for something. Hey, let's get to we've got a few news stories here, like we always do, three of them to be exact. Let's get the first one out of here because I'm very excited about this one.
Yeah.
The first big story.
Well, as many of you know, I am from Christmas City, USA. I live in Marinette, Wisconsin. And one of my native brethren, sisters, siblings, whatever you want to call her, Kaylee Francois, I hope I'm saying that right, or Francis, is set for a prominent Kentucky Derby role. This was on NBC 26 in Green Bay. I had no idea there was a Marinette resident who used to be a jockey. Yeah. But now she does content and she does hosting and all kinds of stuff. And she's working with Twin Spires to bring exclusive Kentucky Derby content with trainers, jockeys, owners. I cannot wait to see what she does. I can't wait to try to get her on the show. I think it's cool.
That would be really cool.
I've never talked to a jockey, Greg.
Neither have I. I mean, I own jockey underwear, but I don't talk to it, so it doesn't really count. See, that's a callback, underwear callback.
I had some. I threw them away.
That's the mind of a great comedian. Know when to get rid of material. Hey,
It's cotton, but it's material nonetheless. So anyway, I thought that was really cool, Kaylee. I hope you crush it at the Kentucky Derby, whether it's content or whatever you're doing. And please come on Nightlight. I will reach out. She was in the local 4-H club, for God's sakes, and her father.
She knows horses.
She knows horses, and she's crushing it. So go get them, Kaylee. The most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Hey, folks, we got a couple more things we got to get to, and we'll do that after this very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We have some great texts. Maybe we'll wait till Mike is here. We'll read a few. These texts. I don't know what I started here. But anyway, I am Pete Schwabe sitting or joining you from Northeast Wisconsin. Just down the coast from me is Greg Bach, the human.
The human. We'll just leave it. The human?
He's a human.
The human. The what? What'd you call me?
And he got lots of words. The human dictionary.
Oh, right? I've got the biggest Bahrain.
Yeah.
Lots of facts. Lots of facts.
Yeah. None of. Totally. So marketable. Pete, we forgot to mention something before.
Go ahead, Greg. You mentioned it.
It is Friday, and that can only mean one thing, and that means we are in Casual Friday. Dom, hit it.
That is outstanding. Thank you.
God, it's so relaxing.
It is. I can't believe we have an hour and a half more of radio to do because I just want to crawl into bed in my flannel sheets. Tonight's question, folks, is what is one of your favorite lyrics from a song? Or you could share a couple. I shared a couple on Facebook. Let's celebrate some good songwriting tonight. But first, let's get to a couple more. Oh, we have a guest, too. Mike Siegel will be here in just a few minutes, folks. He is the host of he was the host of Movie Break on TBS. He's been in the movie Traffic. He's hosted If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for the Money. And he was on Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed last week. So we'll talk to him about that. He will be here after the news. Very excited to talk to my pal, Mike. But right now we've got a couple more news stories to get to on this Casual Friday.
This one coming out of people.com. I love this story because it just kind of, one, the setting is a place where we've all been if you've flown, where you are sitting on a plane, you are delayed, and you're frustrated. You know that you can't go anywhere. Well, one man sitting in Chicago waiting to get to his destination decided he couldn't take it anymore. He got up and wanted to open the door. And the folks were very much on board with it. He had a lot of supporters. They were flying from Atlanta. They don't even actually say where they were flying to, it says.
I thought they were in Atlanta, but it's irrelevant. I mean, the guy is just
they were flying from Atlanta, but then they had to be grounded in Chicago for weather problems, and so they were delayed. This guy didn't want to take it anymore, so he decided he was going to open up the door and leave. Well. And there's a video that goes along with this. And what I love is the back and forth. So he said loudly, "How long have we been delayed already? 3-4 hours. And now you're talking another hour. Get me to the gate. I want off, or I will take myself off." Well, he decided he was going to do that. And this is what I love is the attendant says, "Oh my God, who are you?" And the entire, not the people on the plane goes, "Doesn't matter." And the guy goes, "Doesn't matter. Exactly. Do you know who matters? Me. I told you idiots." And then the captain gets involved, but not coming into the room, not coming into the cabin. He just gets on his air phone and goes, sir, this is the captain. Hey, sir, this is the captain speaking. We are going to back to the gate right now. And he just responds with, "Yeah, good idea." Here's my favorite part of the story. We don't know where they were flying, and they don't even say what happened to the guy. They just left it as like, no one wanted to mess with this dude, and he was over it.
Wow.
Yeah. We've all been there. You're like, just go back. Let us sit in the terminal.
You sympathize with the guy. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you, and I sympathize with this guy, but yeah, delays suck. We get it. I've been stuck. Same thing. Probably 4 hours is my record, and it's awful, and you're claustrophobic, and it's terrible, and you still haven't even done the flight yet. It's awful.
No,
but
no.
He just made it worse for everybody else, it seems like.
Well, they said the plane was carrying 168 passengers, was taxied back to the gate, and the man was removed by security. They didn't say whether he was arrested, charged, or anything. It was investigated by maintenance. They left later that evening, but him doing it honestly doesn't really dictate whether or not they. I mean, 4 hours, and actually, he said they were going on ridiculous. 5.
Thank God for my man sticking up for everybody.
I just love it. Who are you? Doesn't matter.
They could really find out, too, if they wanted. Exactly. All right, let's get to our third big story. Okay, Greg, this is from Talker. One word can pretty much describe how Americans feel. It's almost a consensus here in 2026. We're only 4 months in, about to enter, or just entered our fifth month. Stressful. Really? Why would that be the word? Just because of an unnecessary war, crazy high gas prices or inflation, pedophiles running amok at our highest levels of government in corporate America. I don't know.
Why don't you just relax, America? God, take as the kids say, take a chill pill.
Totally.
That was part, like, you know, I said, you mentioned it earlier. One of the reasons why I was just kind of in a cruddy mood is, like, I passed the gas station today and there's two stations in Kenosha. It's 4:49. Now I know that for some people out, like, whether it's New York, California, other states, they're like, oh, big deal. Well, it is a big deal. 4:49 is a lot. And in Wisconsin, we are way above the national average, and it just really stressed me out. Plus, I also, and this sounds like a just such a whatever problem, but like our dog groomer really raised their prices, and now it's like nearly $100 just to get her a bath and a cut. Like, I'm like, I guess I'm going to learn how to do this stuff myself, because I cannot, because those are just two examples of other things that are going up in price and that are becoming more and more expensive. And we're just trying to live a regular life. That's why I came in kind of hot this afternoon before the show, because I'm like, ugh.
How often does your dog do that? Do you pay for her to have a bath, or him?
I mean, her. Her name is Maybelle. You know, I don't know, like in a few times a quarter. We do the bathing ourselves, but yeah, okay. We do the bathing ourselves. But like for the grooming, that adds like up. It's just frustrating.
The news is coming up next, folks. Then Mike Siegel joins us. I'm Pete Schwabe. He's Greg Bach, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, coming to you live on the Civic Media Network. Mike Siegel joins us in just a moment. We have some texts here. I just have to read these because of my underpants discussion. You're right. John Murray came in hot, Greg. He said, first of all, he said, get the boat and live your life. I should clarify. I don't want a boat. I don't like
He may have been talking to me about it too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a used pontoon boat runs about 20 to 35 grand.
Wow. I can't afford that.
No, thank you.
John also says, don't wait. It's stupid. Getting old happens really fast. Okay. Then he says, you will have a whole new set of geezer excuses not to. And he says, like Peter's excuses.
Oh, boy. Okay. John.
Fire. Wow. And then Brett says, oh, my God, Pete, I'm with you. That's weird to have on your underwear. And, yes, throw it out, because who the heck is buying used underwear? So there you go.
You weren't buying.
I bought it new, but I threw it away because there of the
might
happy
be folks.
Thing.
There might be folks out there who need something. True. So I'm just out there.
But join the fun, folks. Let us know what your favorite song lyric is. We're celebrating songwriting tonight here on Nightlight, and with that in mind, we will bring in. And this is Casual Friday. I have to reiterate. Mm-hmm. I have a shirt with a collar on, but I panicked at the last moment and put that on. But it's still Casual Friday. Let's welcome our first and only guest of the night on Casual Friday. He is an actor, a TV host, and a comedian. He is the former host of If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for the Money, and probably every other HGTV show. He joins us now over the stream. He also hosts a great podcast called Travel Tales. Mike Siegel. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Pete. How are you? This is the most Wisconsin discussion that I've walked into. Underpants and pontoon boats. That's what I walk into right here.
Right
this
now,
this is a very casual Friday.
Right now, in a tavern in Wisconsin, somewhere over a fish fry, they're having the exact same discussion. What's happening.
Why is the underwear?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they love their underwear.
I bought underwear that said Pappy on the box, and I think that's weird. But I thought I'll throw the box away. But then I get each individual pair said Pappy or Poppy right on the elastic. I can't walk around like that.
First of all, where are you walking around that people are going to see your underwear?
No, just some of the fellas.
He's sagging. He might be
thank
sagging.
You.
I
don't know.
I'm one of the guys. You know, the guys at the Y. I don't want to embarrass.
Maybe we can just take a marker and just mark out the I and just put E-Y-E and be like Popeye.
Yeah. That's not weird at all.
No.
Oh, are the but pappies- throwing away underwear because you're self-conscious is totally weird.
Are the pappies comfortable at least?
They weren't particularly. I might have chucked them anyway, even if it said.
We talking a boxer brief or is this a boxer?
It was a low rise bikini.
A low rise bikini?
They were good old fashioned briefs, you know, which I hadn't worn in 30 years, but you know.
They were tidy whiteies?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Greg, they were tidy. One was yellow. One was a hot pink, one was blue, one was black, one was gray, and then, yeah,
I'm really upset you threw all of these out. I'm really...
It could have been Christmas tree ornaments or something.
In Christmas City, USA.
In Christmas City, USA, exactly. Mike, how the heck are you? Welcome to the show, buddy.
I'm doing good, Pete. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure, and congrats on the new show here.
Yeah, thanks. And this is your first time on our new version, so it's great that we get that out of the way. But I wanted to ask you, you had this great spot. It was very funny on Byron Allen Comics Unleashed. Here's my thing with Byron Allen. I know a lot of people that are Colbert fans probably aren't thrilled that he's going to be the new host. He's buying the time. It's kind of a weird thing. I have a lot of admiration for Byron Allen. The guy went around with a microphone and a video thing, and he's worth $1 billion now, just putting all of his things he's recorded on TV. It's pretty cool.
So my first run-in with Byron, it was just a kind of, not run-in, but I mean, so he basically got started. Well, he knew, I'll back it up. So it was about 20 years ago when I'm hosting my show TBS Movie Extra on TBS, and I did a lot of film junkets, a lot of movie junkets. So we would go, right. And this one happened to be in Miami. So I'm flying back from Miami, and we are sat together. And at this point, he only had a syndicated show that was basically, I think it was called like Celebrities with Byron Allen or Kicking It with Byron Allen. It was basically, yeah. On the flight back, he kind of gave me his whole spiel. You know, we kind of met and talked. He found out I was a comic. You know, he started out as a comic, but he kept bringing up things like, he said, "Yeah, I was in the 70s. I was on the show Real People." I go, "Yeah, I know who you are. I know who you are." Right? And then he'd bring it up, and then I did this. "Yeah, I know who you are, Byron." Okay. But basically, I don't know what his connection was. Maybe he knew some publicists or something, but he got into these junkets, which were all free to press. You know, they're all in a hotel. So whenever anybody out there sees an interview with a celebrity and the poster for the movie that they're plugging is behind them, that's a free press junket. So okay. You're let into a room. They have two cameras set up, three sometimes if they have a two shot, and one on me, one on him. And you go in there, you get 5 minutes into the room, and you ask your, you know, whatever. So tell me what it was like working with Tom Hanks, and you get your answers and blah, blah, blah. They give you a press kit with clips of the movie, and they send you home to your affiliate in Tulsa or wherever you're from. And that was it. So he would get into all these and just get all the footage, which is all free, and cobbled the show together and went and sold it as an independent producer. Brilliant. And his deal back then, he told me, I think he would go to what there's a convention called NATB, which is basically television producers have these conventions, and people from affiliates all over the country, syndicators and everything, they if you run the, we'll go back to Tulsa again, if you run the, you know, Channel 8 in Tulsa and you're the program director, you need stuff to put on the air, so they go and buy shows, they'll buy, you know, old sitcom reruns or whatever. And his deal was he would go and just give, he says, "I'll give you the show for free and we just split the advertising." So that's how he did it. So he got, And people were just like, "Well, we'll take free programming and we need some stuff to show it 2 a.m. and we can sell." It's either him or infomercials.
Infomercial, yeah.
Which with infomercials, you would get all your money up front, the station, but nobody really watched them. But you would get all your money up front, but it makes your kind of station look like you're showing infomercials. So this was a way for them to put programming on that was free to them. And you could go to the local pizza joint and say, "Hey, you want to buy time or whatever." So he did this all around the country, and that's where he built up his empire. Incredible. And now it truly is an empire. I mean it is amazing. But this model that he's doing, like, he's buying 2 hours of, this was a deal that like a small maybe cable network would do late at night, not CBS. Right. So that should tell you where the television industry is going. People make fun of Byron, but the guy's a billionaire, man. He's a genius. He's the one. And I'm in LA still, and there's a lot of people out of work and not making money, and he's one of the people that are working. That is working. Yeah, I speak.
I knew
for
what
a
you
living,
meant.
Pete. I speak.
He's so big. He's so big. He's so successful. He's plural human beings. He's
right.
He's Byron's Allen.
He's Byron
and Allen.
He bought
the Weather Channel. He bought the Weather Channel for crying out
loud.
Oh my God.
Right. I don't know. Business wise, I'm in awe of him. I'm sad to see him replacing Stephen Colbert. But yeah.
But the running gag amongst the comics is like, you know, it's basically, it's a very cheap show to produce the comics. You know, it's they don't have to hire writers. They just have producers and they bring you on and there's four to, but I mean, they can crank out six shows a day taping like a game show.
Wow.
And it's a long day, but they could, they were doing four the day I was there. So, each taping takes about 2 hours and they it and they whittle it down to 24 minutes or whatever it is. So, it is a machine, man. And it's
crazy.
It's a lot, but you know, and we would make fun of them in terms of like amongst comics, just because there's no segues. It's not even a pretending to be a conversation. It's like, right. So Mike, you got, you like roller coasters, right? And then just like, and then I you love, do your roller coaster bit.
Your buddy Gary Brightwell posted something below you. It's like Byron Allen is the king of segues. Mike, you've changed an outlet, right? Or whatever it was. You said. Yeah. It's like, what?
Might well, you like, know, I have Byron and here's my 2 minute bit right. on.
Mike, you have a joke about buses. Go. All right.
Yeah, it's literally that way.
There was a show back in the early 90s when Ha and the Comedy Channel were slowly becoming Comedy Central. Yeah, I know. Older than Dom. Yeah. And there was a show, a talk show called Stand Up Sit Down with Paul Prevenza.
Paul Prevenza, yeah.
It was the same idea. And I remember as a kid not understanding the format, like not understanding what this was about and being like, why do they just keep doing their, like have a conversation? I didn't realize until later. I'm like, oh, this is all just to make them do their bits. But I was just right. like, every time he says something, they just talk for like 2.5 minutes. I'm like, but growing up with that now, like that framework for Byron L makes sense. Hey, Mike, you enjoy broiled chicken, right? Yeah, totally. Yeah. Talk about it.
Let me tell you about broiled chicken. By the way. Yeah. And you go into your, you know, your time tested chicken bit, which, you know,
that's my closer. What?
Yeah,
but we had to look at it and go, you know, as much as flack he takes for it. And,
yeah.
But there's not many places on network TV now where stand-ups can
right.
perform.
Yeah.
Great point. Like Tonight Show puts on some comics every once in a while. Kimmel, not really.
No.
Colbert wasn't putting guys on. And so it's like, really? You're not doing other person's bits. You're doing your own bits on national TV.
Colbert was for a moment, and then that really dropped off. But a friend of mine
really
the show.
Off, yeah.
A friend of mine said that, you know, he's not even at the desk when you're doing it. He doesn't like stand up. So he just like you do your bit that's like, and it was really disappointing. I wish they never told me that. I'm not expecting Colbert to come in and like, you know, put them on their shoulder, like this is the next big thing. But when the host doesn't even want to be there because they don't want to listen to any stand up, I'm like, then why are you even doing this in the first place? Because the both of you can attest to this. You know, it's not like the old days. I wasn't a stand-up back in the 80s, but like, you know, I remember I was opening up for Shane Moss, and I asked him, what do you want for your credits? And he said, I've been on Conan 5 times. And I was like, and you're playing here? Like, it's just not like the old days where like you're on late night once and here comes Hollywood and Knock and here's your TV deal. Here's your commercials. And, you know, it's just harder and harder. And nowadays, like getting a late night set, I think the only place still that does it consistently is still the Tonight Show.
Yeah. And it does it. What it does is impresses your family.
Yes.
You know, it's still right. a credit that your family cares about and your parents love. But in terms of moving the needle in your career, it really doesn't do any. No. thing anymore. So, I mean, you still have to have your, you know, 5 different things. You got to have your podcast, your YouTube channel, you got to be all over your socials.
Oh my God.
And doing everything. So that's going to fill seats. Being on the Tonight Show or any of these shows, really, that's not the thing that's going to fill you seats. I mean, you use it as for promotion. It's a great piece of tape that you can, you know, give out, but no, it's not changing anybody's life anymore. It's nice and it's great to say you're on TV, but you know, it's not what it was. Like most things, it's not what it was.
I used to produce a lot of comedy shows, and one thing that happened after the pandemic, like 2021, 2022, the outreach emails were no longer, hey, these are the places I've done, this is the TV. It's like, I have 150,000 followers.
Yeah, and that's how meetings. That's how meetings in Hollywood go.
That's what you said. Yeah, they want to know how many.
They want to know what your social media imprint is, your footprint, how many Instagram followers, or now or TikTok, or any YouTube, and that kind of thing. So
let's pick it up there, Mike. We got to do a really short break, and then we'll come back with Mike Siegel. We'll have a few more minutes, and when we come back, Dom, let's hear some of his performance on Byron Allen Comics Unleashed. Mike Siegel's here, folks. This is a Casual Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. You've got the Civic Media Network, Dom Lee in Madison, working the board, producing the show. Great to have you with us on this casual Friday. Our question of the night is, what is one of your favorite song lyrics? So let us know, and we will read your texts after the news at the top of the hour and be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate. So our guest is Mike Siegel, folks. We've only got a few more minutes left with Mike, but let's hear a little bit of his comedy, his spot he did on Byron Allen Comics Unleashed just a few days ago. Here's part of Mike's comedy.
Yeah, Byron does not waste time. Not at all.
How's show business treating you?
But he laughs. Nice. He's does. Laughing. He gives it up.
And you know, he's got to add a few of his own stuff in there. And he doesn't, the guy's got no time to do all this stuff. So it's just, actually we started an hour late we were on the set ready to go, and he was late because he had an important phone call. Because he was, as he came and explained to the audience later, he was trying to buy more shares of the Stars Network.
My God.
He was on a high. Byron Allen, he's just like us.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Sorry, I'm late for this taping. I was busy buying another network.
My goodness.
I just bought Paraguay.
How close is Byron Allen to owning TV?
You know what? If he keeps going like this, they'll let him have it. Yeah, let him have it. I mean, he's one making money, and they're all losing. So I guess, you know,
I will say this though. Like, I've never met the guy, and I hope I hope it's always a good experience. My friend Jeff Horst, he's from Detroit, was on the show. Well, he lives in LA now, but he's from Detroit. But he was also on he wasn't on the show you were on, of course. But he seems like the fact that you can poke fun at the brand of Byron Allen on his own show is, I think, that also says a lot that he's not like, don't make fun of my TV. Don't make fun of me. My bit, like, he's just like, it's all good. Just have fun. No. Do your thing. Let's have a good time.
I mean, believe me, I just said, you know, look, I mean, he knows he's doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, how's show business treating you? Well, not as good as you, Byron.
Ixnay on the honey may. Yeah. Go there.
It's not like I'm buying
the papers.
It's not like I'm buying shares and Stars or anything. I mean,
yeah,
just...
no kidding. Yeah. So, but it was great. It was a great experience. So, yeah, it was fun.
That's awesome. That's the voice of Mike Siegel. He is a TV host and a comedian and host of the Travel Tales podcast. Mike has been all over the world. Greg, Mike has a map in his office in his apartment. And he has a thumbtack of everywhere he's been. Oh, there it is. You can't see the thumbtack.
That's so cool.
It's insanity. He's been everywhere.
And you're He's been everywhere, man.
Trip to Marinette, I think you got to add on there soon. It's been too long. Christmas
City,
Mike.
I haven't been to Marinette, buddy. You know I've been there. Multiple times.
Many times, but you're due. Yeah. So, hey, our question of the night, Mike, is what is your favorite or one of your favorite song lyrics? You're a music guy. You and Greg were just discussing Michael McDonald. Give us a good song lyric.
Okay. Probably my favorite one is Science! No. I thought of that all day, Pete.
That's
right
awesome.
There.
Love it.
Why didn't we with Science? Oh, who is it? My friend Pat was telling me. He's got a buddy who does karaoke.
Yeah.
And then he always puts on Blinded Me with Science, oh, and God. He sings nothing except when he gets to science. And that's all he does.
It's like that video of the
and
guy
pisses
who
pisses everybody off.
It's like that guy, like I saw a video of a guy in a Spider-Man costume playing tequila, and he just sat there with the microphone in his hand. The whole crowd was waiting, and he just went, tequila. And just everyone went nuts.
Yeah. But seriously, yeah, there's so many great lyrics out there.
Yeah.
But one I always think about is L.A. and like Warren Zevon had a great one. That was from a song called Desperados Under the Eaves. And he said, if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this hotel will be standing until I pay my bill.
which
I thought was a great line.
Yeah. That's excellent. Somebody else just said a Warren Zevon clip on here. I think it was John from Columbia. One of my favorite songs. This is my new workout song, too, is Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf at Trader Vic's drinking a pina colada. His hair was perfect.
His hair was perfect.
That's the thing is, like, awesome. Steely Dan, and people can, like, knock these bands all they want, but Steely Dan, the Eagles, Warren Zevon, there was so much sarcasm in their music and their lyrics, and it was always like there was just always these great digs and these little that you didn't like, you know, they sing songs about love and that's great, but then they'll make jokes like Steely Dan was really good at that too. But I mean, I love that kind of lyricism where they're like, yeah, we're just gonna make fun of people through music,
right?
Yeah,
I love Sentimental Hygiene. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Too.
It's yes, like, yeah.
Yeah, Lawyers, Guns and Money, he had yep. a bunch of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, you're the best. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being
on the spot on network television, buddy. And that's anytime you get on TV, it's yeah. a huge win. So well done.
Well, thanks,
and,
Pete.
Yeah,
it's great to see you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to meet you, Mike. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you.
Happy
time.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Casual Friday, buddy.
Casual Friday.
Science. All right,
we're coming right back, and we're gonna read your text. And then Dom's got a game for us. What's the game called, Dom?
It's real or fake.
Okay. Yeah. Thought maybe we would have put a little more effort into the title. Okay, we'll do that in hour number two. I kid Dom because I love Dom. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.